right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Who's the worst passenger to sit next to for an entire 3-hour flight? We were talking about flying earlier.
Oh.
And it comes up again. Who's the worst passenger to sit next to for an entire 3-hour flight?
Chatty with bad breath.
Chatty with airplanes. Pack us in.
Yep.
And
or
often,
BO. Bad BO. Sat next to that guy before.
Or stinky food. They bring on their own food and it's all smelly.
Yeah.
A survey asked, who's the worst passenger to sit next to for an entire 3-hour flight? There were 5 options. The crying baby.
Oh, that's bad.
It is bad, and I understand the person without kids is the person who has zero.
Right.
Literally zero sympathy for that mom or dad or baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Shut that thing up!
Yep. Put it in a, I told you, put it in a bubble and put it in the carry-on.
Yeah, well, that's, they don't have those.
Yeah, they should, though. That's, and that's
I,
some good.
Believe me, I was the single guy forever, and then I had a kid, and now, you know, listen, that kid takes over your entire freaking life. Mm-hmm. You once had this whole thing going on, and now you have this going on.
Yep, and only this, and you are beholden to this, and whatever this wants, you're doing it.
Right.
Happily.
And you're not going to, you know, I don't know what people want. Do they want a show of the mom trying to calm the baby so at least it's like, well, she's trying. The baby's going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah.
And it's already caused enough trouble in those people's lives that they're about at their wit's end as well.
Yeah. If someone opens the door, they might throw it out.
Luckily, the doors are locked. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I do, I think back to the great scene in Storks where there's a crying baby. You know the movie Storks?
I don't know it, but go on.
Tulip and the stork have this baby that they're trying to get delivered.
Yes.
And they're fighting. They can't sleep. The baby's crying. You sleep. I'm not going to sleep. You get some sleep. I am not going to sleep. I can't sleep. The baby's crying. We get you sleep. And finally, the guy goes, well, all right, I'll try. And she goes, you son of a... And she starts yelling at him because how could you...
Leave me with this baby.
This is what's going on in these people's homes.
Yeah.
The night before the flight. And then they get on the flight and there's more of that.
Mm.
The crying baby.
Mm-hmm.
The person who is excessively coughing or sneezing.
Oh, God. That is truly awful. When someone near you on a plane is... You didn't have to be sitting right next to them. Like the guy behind you. Ugh.
The person with bad gas.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd be the worst passenger to sit next to for an entire 3-hour flight? The crying baby, the person who's excessively coughing or sneezing, the person with bad gas, the drunk passenger.
Oh,
yeah, that's no good.
And the person who constantly invades your space. I don't even think we have to go to the place where this passenger is open. There are, I have sat next to some big dudes. They're not like obese. They're just big and they're in my space. Mm. They're talking about going over the wall. They are over the line.
Yep.
The imaginary line.
Spreading out.
What is this? I don't.
So I'm just going to hang on this side, I guess.
But that goes back to, once again, like, what's the guy supposed to do? Cut off an arm? Like, the arm's on me. Well, I can't. I'm this wide.
Right. Well, you know, put your hands in your lap and squeeze your shoulders together.
For me, just for the record, it's the coughing and sneezing. I do not want to get sick. Mm-hmm. I don't want you coughing right next. I don't want you on the plane at all.
Mm-hmm.
But right next to me, I've got no chance.
Yeah.
32%, these are the results, said it's the bad gas. That is the worst person to sit next to. Mm. It's impossible to ignore.
I flew with my cousin Tucker one time, and he immediately fell asleep and sleep farted the whole time, and they were so rank. I had to keep, I was like, it isn't me. It's not me.
I've never heard this story about Tucker.
Oh, yeah, sleep fart. And then I didn't even realize. It turns out that's a thing. Some people, they fall asleep and they just, like, it's like everything relaxes.
And he just blasts away.
It was unbelievable.
And his wife,
this was before we were, I don't think he was married.
Oh.
We were kids.
I know, but
not kids, but
oh,
like,
so you think he grew out of it maybe.
I have no idea. I would never get on another flight with him again, ever, for any reason.
I think everybody has that. You're coupled up. And you have to decide, like, can you live with this?
Right.
I would think you'd go, the guy's too smelly every single night.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a doctor. As you know,
in my...
Handsome.
Tucker?
Isn't he?
No, he's a financial guy. His brother is the doctor.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Is Tucker the one you made out with?
Yeah.
Yep. No, I didn't make out with him.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Was there tongue?
Yes.
Exactly.
You are not a good... You're not a friend. You're not an ally.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.